Clo, you've said that this song was originally a little light-hearted, but you realised there was a grain of wisdom in there. Can you take us back to the origins of the song?
Before I wrote this song, in I think probably about 1973, something like that, I'd been trying to learn to write songs. I did what everybody does, which is to copy my heroes. And I'd rewrite the catalogue of somebody I thought was good, and when I'd done that, it was very obvious as well. You can really hear it, you know, but you've got to start somewhere, and it's no shame, you know, you've got to do it. But then after I'd done that, I'd move on to somebody else, and I'd rewrite their song catalogue, and so on and so on and so on, until I got to a stage when I'd start putting a little bit of three or four of the people whose catalogues I'd rewritten into a song. And so I started to develop my own style, but it was still pretty derivative. And then one day, I thought of this line, "What's so funny about peace, love and understanding?" And I thought, it's a bit of a mouthful. It's not a bad idea. This is actually the first original thought I'd ever had. Up till then, it had been everyone else's idea. But this was the first original thought, and it was staggering. I couldn't believe I'd had such a great idea. I was a pretty stupid youth, but I did have one flash of insight then, which was, because I was about to make it, as you say, like a comedy song, because things were changing then. The hippie thing was going out, and it was sort of supposed to be an old hippie seeing his fellow commune members going back into advertising, you know, or doing their old straight, you know, going back to the straight jobs, rediscovering booze, you know, or dropping away from the hippie ideal. And this old guy was saying to his followers, "Well, you might think I'm an old fool, you know, but you can't deny the question, what's so funny about peace, love and understanding?" You know, that was the sort of the idea. And it sounds a bit lame now, but back then, you know, that sounded red hot to me. But I had this flash of insight: make the title do the work for you, and make the verses fairly non-specific. Don't explain too much. And that was a really inspired thing for a stupid youth to do. I was also taken by Judy Sill, that was popular at the time, Jesus Was a Crossmaker. And it had this little suspended cord trick in it. It's a well-known sort of trope. I was really taken with this sort of, like, what's so funny about peace, love and understanding? Oh, and that little, and it suspends on that chord. And I popped that in, and I thought, this is going to be good.
Yes. And indeed, it's a song that has lasted for years and years, has been covered by countless artists. Nick, can you remember taking it to the band?
Yes, I think I can. Yeah, they thought it was pretty good. I suppose we were trying to do it like The Who or something in our band. We had an idea we'd do it like The Who, I Can See for Miles sort of deal, yeah. Or The Kids Are All Right,
yes,
or something.
And what about Elvis's version?
Elvis Costello used to come and see our group, Brinsley Schwartz. We used to see him at our shows. And when I later became his producer, this is after the Brinsleys had broken up, and like most groups, you know, all our repertoire sort of went in the dustbin of history,
yeah,
you know. But he said to me, I didn't put it in his mind. He said to me one day, I really want to do that Brinsley song that you did, and Peace, Love and Understanding. And I was really surprised that was the one he wanted to do. But anyway, I said, please be my guest. And of course, his version is the one that really the world knows. He put it on the map. He put something into the song which it didn't have. I mean, even our version of it has got that sort of comedy pompous bit in the middle, you know, where we say, there must be more peace and love in the world, you know, like a recitation over the solo, you know, just for the children of a new generation. We were sort of holding our sides, rolling around the studio, laughing at that. More echo, go on, you know. So it still has got a little kind of jokey element in it, but Elvis got rid of that, you know, in seconds flat, you know, and his version of it is something else, which really hit people.
Well, it's classic Costello, isn't it? Snarling and
yeah,
little Ernest, perhaps.
Yeah, yes, yeah, little Ernest, but we were all, you know, we were kids, you know.
Nick Lowe, it's great to chat with you. You'll be in Melbourne on February the 18th at the Forum Theatre. Would you like to introduce this song for our listeners?
Yes, I'd be delighted. It's What's So Funny About Peace, Love and Understanding by Brinsley Schwartz.
get worse.